swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by the Ocedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Ocedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Ocedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Ocedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Ocedar makes your life easier.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays, averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On, why settle for less?
Packing coming, Kate.
Oh, fine. Except everything I own looks absolutely dreary.
You'll change that.
Oh.
Guess who's downstairs?
Who?
That newspaper person, Faye Bixler. You want to see her?
Well, of course I want to see her. Isabel, you'll just have to get over your ideas about Faye.
She's no friend of yours.
We went to school together. She's a very old friend of mine.
Mm.
Faye?
Hi, Kate. Busy?
I'm packing. Come on up, will you?
Sure.
I'll leave you, my dear.
I wish you'd get to know her better.
Mm-mm. Another time.
You are in a mess, Kate. Want a hand?
Oh, nobody can do this but me. Thanks, anyway.
David told me you were starting a new job. We haven't seen eye to eye on everything lately, Kate. But I felt I wanted to drop in to wish you luck in the big city.
Thanks. That means a lot from you.
Why from me?
Well, we've had our differences. But we're old friends, and you're a real success in your career.
David's given me a lot of breaks on the paper. He's a terrific guy.
Mm. Yes, he is. But you're smart, Faye.
You don't make it by being smart. You make it by learning how to fight, but not being too nice. I guess I had to say that.
Faye, why don't you come into the city someday, have lunch or dinner or something?
Why not?
You can tell me how I'm doing.
Not me. You'll have to find out for yourself, Kate, like we all do, the hard way.
Bellhaven Dispatch, Sloan speaking. No, Mr. Slater isn't in this afternoon. Yep, in the morning. That's right.
Hello, David.
Isabel, right on the button.
Oh, I can be businesslike when I have to. There was no receptionist. Somebody told me to walk right in.
We're poor but honest.
This way you work.
There were locked desk over there with the coffee marks and that beat-up typewriter. Henry threatens to buy me a new one. But you don't divorce a faithful old typewriter just because it begins to rattle.
I never knew a man who loved his work so much.
You've got to love this racket to stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Henry's office.
Right.
Either way. Now, what can I do for you, Madame la Marquise?
Oh, how did you know my first husband was a Marquis?
Listen, if I published everything I knew about you, Isabel, we'd triple the circulation.
We must do that someday, David. Where's Henry gone?
But to Centerville. Kate told him she'd met that guy Wolf there. He's on his way like a bird dog.
Well, I hope he gets it out of his system. That's what I came to see you about, David. Do you know what Henry's afraid of from that man?
No idea.
Honest Injun?
Look, I am a simple boy from the Big West. I came on the paper as a cub reporter about the time of Tom's accident.
Mm.
I was an eager beaver, and Henry sent me up to North Falls to cover it. I smelled a rat, a big city lawyer spreading around a lot of dough. I was for ripping it wide open. Henry killed it.
That was a blessing.
Hell's bells, Henry's a newspaper editor. I was sore.
Did he ever tell you why?
No, and he never will. He's not proud of it.
Then why doesn't he forget the whole thing and leave Kate in peace? Maybe she's right. Maybe Wolf just wanted to see her and say something nice about Tom.
Yeah, maybe. He's the type.
You don't think so?
Unfortunately, I have to deal with facts.
How very dull for you. I almost never do, so I've learned nothing. Are you seeing Kate before she leaves?
I'm taking her to dinner tonight.
And make it romantic. Send her off in a glow.
I tried that once. I don't think I'm the type.
Any man is, if he wants to be. What Kate needs is to be swept off her feet.
Yeah, 1 foot, maybe, not two.
David, I adore talking to you. With the exception of Henry, you are the most intelligent man in Belhaven. I think I'll adopt you.
I'll have the papers ready in the morning.
by the way, your girl Friday came to see Kate today.
Who?
What's her name? Faye.
Faye? Faye's no girl Friday. She's the best reporter on the paper. In fact, I think she could run it single-handed.
Oh. Well, maybe she will someday. What was she doing prying into more of the Wakefield business?
She went over to wish Kate good luck.
Ooh.
She told me that she was going.
Oh.
As you say, Isabel, facts are dull. I'll be by for Kate about 7.
I'm home, Kate.
And I'm packed. 1 bag.
1 bag? It took 6 bags to get me home from Paris. And you're going into the city to live.
And I'm starting from scratch. Oh, I've got it. Hello? Oh, Mr. Wolf. I'm sorry. I didn't find any letter or paper for you from Tom. No, not a thing. If anything turns up, I'll send it on to you. I'm going into the city to work. Yes, I am thrilled. Well, it was nice meeting you, Mr. Wolf. Goodbye.
Why, Kate, you should have found out where he was.
He's leaving.
For where?
Oh, Isabel, I can't ask a man where he is and where he's going. As far as I'm concerned, that's the end of Mr. Stephen Wolf.
I hope you're right.
Oh, gosh, I've only got 20 minutes to get dressed for David, and I bet I've packed the only decent thing I have to wear. I am getting rattle-brained.
That, my dear, is the understatement of the day.
Hi, I've only got a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to. And it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. How it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades, one just like my own. I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving Care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
You look great, Kate. I envy those guys in the big city.
I'm not going to the city to meet guys, David.
Ah, you'll have to dig a hole to avoid them.
Oh, this is a wonderful dinner.
We can do things pretty well in Belhaven.
You know, you're making me homesick before I leave.
Well, you have to do this thing, Kate. I know that. Matter of fact, I'm for it.
That's a twist, isn't it?
No, it isn't. I understand you may be better than you think.
I thought you hated the city.
Hell no, it's just not the place for me to live or to work.
Maybe I'll find that out, too.
Well, now, what's right for me isn't necessarily right for you.
David, you're in a different mood tonight.
I don't know about that. I had orders from Isabel to be romantic. But she's got the wrong boy.
When did she say that?
Oh, I saw her today.
Well, she's right. You can be very romantic.
Let's not muddy the waters now.
I haven't forgotten what you said to me the other night.
That's good.
I don't think I ever will.
It's even better.
For all the things you've done.
Kate, honey, you can't have it both ways. I'm here, you're going there. And why shouldn't you? You're young, you're good-looking, and this town is too small for you.
Oh.
Let's drink to that.
No, David, Bellhaven isn't too small for
well,
me.
Well, I'll drink to it. To the big pond and Kate and all those new guys you'll meet and Tony Cushing.
Oh, come on, David, he's just a friend.
You know, if you were going to be around much longer, I'd do one thing.
What?
I would get rid of those cliches for you.
What?
Any girl who says a guy like Cushing wants to be a friend is getting nervous.
Well, I am nervous, but not about Tony Cushing.
Well, you ought to be.
I'm nervous about this whole thing, moving into the city, taking a job. Oh, David, do you think I can do it?
Sure, other girls have.
I tell myself that. I'll drink to those other girls. Right on.
I guess I'm not saying the right things. I'm no good at making speeches. I could write you a swell lead article, though. Kate, you know how I feel. But I am the last guy to put up roadblocks.
Oh, David. I am going to miss you.
Booth 3 at Joe's place won't be the same.
Oh, stop it, will you?
Hey, look who's coming in.
What?
Faye must have worked late.
Oh, and she's alone.
Hi, Faye.
Oh, hi, David. Kate, second time.
And the same day, great.
David, I finished that article on the outbreak at the reformatory. It looks good.
Fine.
You told me to get myself a good dinner.
Sure. I'm just seeing Kate off at Star. Sit down.
If you say so.
Oh, please, Faye.
Yeah, I'll get another bottle of wine.
Faye, do you often work this late?
I have a tough boss. But I'm just like him. The paper comes first. Right, David?
Well, I'll drink to that. You too, Kate.
Why, sure. To you and you, Faye. And the Bellhaven Dispatch.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
You can never reckon upon my mood from one day to the next. I warn you, for reasons best unmentioned, I am in very poor temper. This chapter of Vanity Fair will reflect it. If you wish foolish pleasantries and sentimental romances, you must go elsewhere. For I mean to write as I feel of characters in testy temper, beginning with Sir Pitt. And we may as well get on with it. Becky Sharp has come to his quarters to make application concerning a matter you heard of yesterday. If you were present. If you were not, that hardly improves my disposition.
Go away!
It's Becky Sharp, Sir Pitt.
Go away!
Why, Sir Pitt, what have I done?
open the door or I'll open it myself.
Do as you please. I'm in me drawers.
Then put on your dressing gown. I'll wait.
No need to wait. I'll open.
Why, Sir Pitt.
Laugh and you're sucked.
Oh, why would I laugh? In your drawers, indeed. Why, you're in your court suit. You're the baronet I've never seen.
Give up with him. Can't abide the fellow.
Oh, well, I can. Now, if you'll powder your hair just a moment.
You... No, I'll not fiddle with my head like a silly woman. What do you want?
Oh, you look so handsome. You'd put to shame every young buck in the county.
Ah, don't jest with me, Miss Sharp.
I'm not. Oh, why do you go about in rags and tags when you can look like a gentleman?
Gentlemen be damned.
Well, then why are you dressed to the nines?
Why do you think? You read the letter.
Dressed for your sister?
And it sticks in me gizzard.
But she doesn't come till tomorrow.
Ain't wore these togs, and don't you correct me, Grammar, miss. Ain't wore them since last she was here. Added a pound or two, maybe more. Had to try them on.
I can see the waistcoat's a bit tight over your gizzard. Now, how long do you mean to keep me standing at the door like a beggar? You put on the clothes of a baronet, you may as well behave like one and put on some manners.
I give you warning, Miss Rebecca Sharp. You sass Miss Crawley like that,
and
I...
you like me to sass you, Sir Pitt. You've told me many's the time.
What I like ain't here nor there. Sass Matilda, I say, and she'll have your head. Give me orders to sack you, and I'm bound to do it.
Because you do everything she says?
Fool that I am.
Oh, I don't think you're a fool. Why would you keep a little governess and a little secretary and a little sass box if it meant you'd not gain from your sister's will?
Becky, you do see everything straight.
Well, there are some who'd say I see everything crooked. But I've come with a fine notion to help you with Miss Crawley. Now, may I come into your sitting room and sit?
Come in, Miss Sass Box.
Thank you, Baronet. Oh, I must say, you'd best have this room tidied up before your sister faints at the sight of it.
That's your fine notion?
My fine notion is this. I did read her letter. I can do little about any of her demands but one. She ordered a better maidservant than Kate you gave her last year. Now, it will cost me dear, but I'll take Kate and lend Giles to attend her.
Ah.
I've trained Giles well. She's bright and quick, and she'll not be frightened out of her wits by Miss Crawley.
Capital, my girl, capital. Oh, you're the one that's bright and quick and pretty in the bargain. Ah, 'tis one burden off this poor old head. Next. Brother Beaut.
You're to make up your quarrel while your sister's here. Yes, I know.
Becky, would you be willing to help with Beaut as well?
How on earth could I?
Couldn't. Not the between the war betwixt us. But afore Beaut and me speak civil tomorrow, how I'd relish one more jive.
Oh, shame, Sir Pitt.
I'll send you to the rectory with the damnable word Matilda's on her way.
Why me?
That's the jibe. Beaut and Mrs. Beaut don't like you.
They don't know me.
Don't like you because I do. Send you by coach in style. Will you do it?
I'd relish that jibe myself. Yes, Sir Pitt. Your servant, sir.
Pearls of a kind, I'll be bound. How they do savor a good leg pull. Do some of my listeners not? I assure you, were you here in my study, I would listen with patience to your complaints and perhaps write otherwise than I intend. But I fear there's no stopping my pen or Becky now. Now to the rectory. Outside, Becky's coach and pair is just drawing to a halt. Inside, there at his desk, sits the Reverend Bute Crawley with nose in a sheaf of papers. And there stands Mrs. Bute, nose pressed to the window pane.
Bute? Mr. Bute?
Mrs. Bute, we have been wed 38 years. Every week for 38 years, I've implored you not to interrupt when I am writing my Sunday sermon.
Never mind your sermon.
52 Sundays in a year. I've calculated 38 times 52.
Will you look who just drove up to the gate?
1,976
you
times.
Coach and pair like a duchess.
I have asked you not to interrupt when
that
I...
governess.
...am writing my sermon. Now, if you please, madam.
She's coming to the door.
And my sermon topic is... Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Rebecca Sharp will stand at our door any moment, and you quote the Bible at me.
Who is Rebecca Sharp?
Oh, you know the scriptures by heart, Old and New Testament, but you cannot remember who is Rebecca Sharp. She is the upstart governess your knave of a brother has domiciled in the Queen's bedchamber.
Someone's at the door, Mrs. B. Answer.
Oh, I will not receive her.
No, Arthur. Do unto others.
I am. I would not have her receive me. Answer yourself. Pitt has sent her to mock us.
Go to the door, Mrs. Bute. I am writing my sermon. You are married to a clergyman of the Church of England. 'Tis thy bounden duty to open doors.
Oh...
Mrs. Bute Crawley?
I am.
I bring a message from Sir Pitt.
Indeed.
Tomorrow at sundown, Miss Matilda Crawley will arrive at Queen's Crawley.
The Lord save us. Bute?
I am writing my sermon.
Sir Pitt bids you and the Reverend gentleman be at the hall by 5 to receive her.
Bute, do you hear?
Sir Pitt advises you do unto Miss Crawley as you would have her do unto you.
What does he mean, telling us what to do? How dare he?
I believe his meaning is that if you wish Miss Crawley to be kind and leave you part of her fortune, you must likewise be kind to her. I bid you good evening, Mrs. Bute.
Good. What, Bute? Tomorrow, we are to do unto... Unto Pitt and Matilda, as Reverend Crawley.
Quiet, my dear, quiet. I have reached the very peak of my sermon. And an inspiring sermon it is.
Oh, I am in ever so much better humor, ladies. I regret having to lay down my pen, but must, and tomorrow is another day. Your obliged and obedient servant, William Makepeace.
Dramatized for the Author's Studio by Nancy Moore. Mr. Thackeray is portrayed by Earl Hammond. Becky Sharp by Dolores Sutton. Miss Crawley by Catherine Balfour. Produced and directed by Frank Papp. And brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do. Ralph Camargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Dan Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Dan Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Dan Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Dan Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
What is the matter? What are you yelling about?
Where's my spare tire?
I don't know.
The last time I had a flat, I put on the spare tire and left the flat at Pete's garage to have it fixed. You were to pick it up the next day.
I don't remember anything about that at all. You never said a word to me about picking up any spare tire.
Oh, I remember.
No, I don't remember.
Hey, look at the time.
Now, look, don't glare at me if you would get up and the alarm goes off, but every morning I have this battle to get you out of bed.
Here I am with the tire off and no spare.
You better put on a fresh shirt. That one is dirty. Go on and change, and I'll drive you into town in my car.
No. I'll just take your car.
No, you won't do any such thing. I'm going shopping and I need my car today.
Look, I'm late now. I've got to leave and you aren't even dressed.
I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
No woman has ever gotten ready in 10 minutes.
I'll be ready. Go change your own shirt. And I don't want any arguments about who's driving. It's my car. Now you relax and leave the driving to me. Now go on. It's late.
How fast are you going?
Will you relax? They talk about women being backseat drivers. Really, men are just impossible.
Well, look, why don't you stop and let me drive, huh?
No, and then when we get to your office, I've got to jump out and run around the car, and there's all that traffic. I don't know why you act like this when you ride with me. I don't do it to you.
There's a boy on a bicycle.
I see the boy on the bicycle.
There's a car pulling out.
I see the car pulling out. Why are you smoking? You gave it up. You haven't had one for weeks. Now, why are you lighting up, dear?
It may be my last cigarette.
Oh, I've got a notion to let you out and you could hitchhike to work. Why can't a man relax when a woman's at the wheel?
Stop! Stop! You went right through a stop sign.
I did not. Yeah. I did not go through a stop sign. Light had not changed.
You're supposed to slow down and stop on the yellow.
You know, everyone else thinks I'm an excellent driver. For goodness sake, will you sit back and I will thank you to stop clutching my knee.
Oh.
Now, you let out these yells and you grab my leg.
Hey, look out for the truck.
I see the truck.
Look, at least get over on your side of the road, will you?
I'm trying to pass this fellow.
What
is he doing? He'd stay on one side of the road, said he sashays all over. Look at him. Look at him.
It's a woman.
I don't think so. I think it's a man. Well, let's pass and find out.
Hey, no. Don't pass.
Relax.
Look out. There's a car coming. I can't even look.
It's a man. Oh, take your hands away from your eyes and look. You see, I was a man, not a woman.
Will you please keep your eyes on the road? Why would you pass somebody on the busiest street in town with cars coming in every which way?
I smell something burning.
What?
I think you've lost the fire off your cigarette.
Huh?
Yes, you have.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
There it is on the floor. Stomp it out. Right there. Good thing you didn't burn a hole in your coat. On the floor, honey. Right there.
Please, keep your eyes on the road. I tell you, it's going to be a miracle if we get downtown without getting a ticket. Do you realize that today is the start of the new citywide cleanup campaign? Hey, what are you doing now?
Turning left.
Well, there's no left turn here. There's the sign, no left turn.
After 9 a.m.
Well, it is after 9 a.m.
By my watch, you must be fast. I've got 2 minutes to 9. Oh, you've got shaving cream on your ear. Here, let me get it off. Let me get the shaving cream off your ear.
Go on. You're holding up a whole line of cars.
Well, I couldn't turn anyhow until the light changed. Look how they repainted that storefront. Isn't that a hideous green?
Honey, please. This is not a sightseeing tour. There's a dog.
I see the dog, and the dog saw me. He went back up on the sidewalk.
He was smart. Now, I'm telling you to drive carefully today. It's the start of the new campaign to make citizens aware of the laws. Tickets are going to be handed out for double parking, for jaywalking, for littering the streets, and there's a truck backing out.
I see the truck backing out, and the truck sees me, and he is waiting until I go past. There. See? No problem. Relax, dear.
You drive too fast. You're looking at everything but the road. You talk constantly. You take your hands off the wheel to fix your hair or put on lipstick. I tell you, when a man drives a car...
When a man drives a car, he has most of the accidents. Do you realize it's disgusting?
What are you doing? You went right through a red light. A red light.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, let me tell you something. You barreled right across at that intersection.
Well, it is no wonder with you screeching at me every 2 minutes. I just sit back and don't... What's the matter?
A police car right alongside you, and he's blinking his lights. Pull up. Pull up.
I don't think he means me. You want me? He wants me.
Uh-huh. You bet he wants you.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
The programs of the Radio Playhouse present a new opportunity for radio listeners to make some new friends. Mr. and Mrs. Baxter on the little things in life are a good example. You'll recognize many of their tiny frustrations and trivial catastrophes. They've happened to you, too. We hope you're enjoying the program and that this new series brings a smile into your home. Why don't you tell us your reaction? Won't you please write us at Little Things in Life, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station, if you can find some stamps.
Okay, just pull up right over there. Pull up.
Well, you can't say I didn't warn you. I told you that today was the start of the new cleanup campaign. I told you the police were going to clamp down on lawbreakers.
I didn't break any laws.
You went through a stop sign. You went through a red light.
I did not. Oh, good morning. What seems to be the trouble, officer?
Are you familiar with the laws around here?
I certainly think so.
Today is the beginning of a new campaign to make people aware.
Yeah,
of...
I just got through reminding her of that, officer.
Oh, good morning.
It's my husband. He's a nervous wreck whenever I drive him to work, although I've never had an accident. Never, and I certainly try to obey the law.
Officer, I want to say that I am on the businessman's committee, and we're the ones who have been instrumental in pushing through this cleanup campaign.
Officer, may I ask exactly what I've done?
Well, to tell you the truth...
Officer, she is my wife, and I love her, but you go right ahead and give her a ticket. She went through a stop sign, she went through a red light, she practically passed a car at an intersection. I mean, for her own sake, she's got to be taught a lesson. Women cannot just barrel along.
But I've been tailing you for some time, and I didn't notice any of those things.
I told him I didn't know. He's so nervous when he rides with me, he expects things to happen.
Well, know? I can sympathize. I don't like riding with my wife either.
Then you know what I mean, officer.
Oh, yes. But I guess, sir, that if you're on that businessmen's committee, then you also know what I mean.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's just that you ought to know the new law about throwing out cigarettes into the street.
What?
You just tossed a cigarette out of the car back there on Wilton Street.
Oh, well, I don't remember. Maybe I did. Yeah,
don't you have an ashtray on the dashboard there?
Well, I don't know. You see, this is my wife's car.
There's an ashtray right there, Dick pulls out.
Hey, actually, officer, I've stopped smoking. It's the first cigarette I've had in ages.
That's true, officer. He has stopped smoking. And he's been very good about it. I'm sure he won't do it again. I'll throw a cigarette onto the street, I mean.
Well, actually, his smoking habits are not my business. But as I said, today we are really clamping down on lawbreakers. And you did violate the law, sir. Not only a cigarette, but you have been throwing tissues out the window as though they were confetti.
Oh, golly,
officer, it was the rain, you know. We'd had the humid weather. The windows were all steamed up, and he's been wiping them like crazy. I mean, I can see just fine, but he's been all over the car like a whirling dervish, you know, wiping and wiping and wiping.
And throwing the cleaning tissues out the window.
Well, I've got a litter bag right in the car, dear.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, certainly.
May I see it?
Certainly.
I'm really sorry, sir.
No,
but...
no, not at all. You're just doing your duty.
How much is the fine for littering?
$15.
$15, wow. You hear that, dear?
Yes, I heard it.
Does that $15 cover everything, officer?
What do you mean?
I mean, a straight $15 for just littering or separately or what?
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, is it $15 for the cigarette and $15 for each tissue thereafter?
Golly, I don't know. Anyhow, I didn't count them. Here you are, sir. You can mail in the fine. I'm sorry, sir. You being on that committee to get this cleanup campaign going, but we've got our orders.
Yes, you did the right thing. Just doing your duty.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, sir.
My, what a nice-looking young man. Where are you going?
I intend to walk the rest of the way to the office.
All right. Don't I even get kissed goodbye? I think I deserve it. I was perfectly lovely sticking up for you, but you... Boy, what a tattletale.
I still think you went through that red light. Now, sweetheart, darling, please, remember, they're giving tickets right and left today.
Obviously.
So don't double park even for 2 minutes.
I'll watch everything. I will. I won't double park or anything. Goodbye. Get going. You're so late now. Goodbye, Charlie. See you tonight.
Yeah, okay. Now, you drive carefully.
I'll drive very carefully, and I'll be home early. I still have things to get ready for the tag sale. Goodbye, honey. Yeah? Don't do that. Oh, no. Now he's getting a ticket for jaywalking.
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Claro, to know you're the best you can be. Comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Bring that face over here.
No, Cora! Yes. Cora! Over here! Here!
Oh, honey! What a trip! The railroads, why, they don't care one bit.
Well, why didn't you fly? Here, let me take one of your bags.
Oh, I don't like flying. No matter how bad the railroad gets, it can't fall very far. And you can't say that about planes.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Have you had lunch?
Oh, Ginger, honey, just stand still for a sec. I want to look at you.
Well, how do I look?
Oh, as they say back in West Virginia, a little peek at honey.
How long can you stay, Cora?
Well, I don't know. Zeb gave me enough money to burn a wet horse and told me not to come home till I'd spent it all.
Zeb said that? Why, he never used to throw money around.
We never had any to throw.
Did you eat on the train?
With cheese sandwiches going at $1.50?
You know, you get your lunch on a plane.
Well, that's a long way to go for a free meal.
Come on, let's get a bite in the station restaurant.
Oh, how's Marshall? And Betsy? Why, I haven't seen her since... Oh, let's see. My looter was 2. Now he's 14. Oh, she must be big.
Let's go in here.
All right.
Can I help you?
2, please.
This way, madam.
Well, they do some things better in the big city.
What do you mean?
find useless jobs for people. Well, we could have made our way to a table without his help.
Yes, I know, Paul. You sit where you can see the view.
Oh, thanks.
Here's the menu. The specialty today is beef stew.
What's so special about beef stew?
Yes, madam.
We'll order later. Would you like a drink?
I'd like some water, if it tastes all right.
I mean, a cocktail.
Oh, well, yes. Bourbon and water.
If the water tastes all right. All right. Yeah, we have bottled water, lady. Oh,
that's nice.
I'll have a martini, please.
Thank you.
Well, you didn't tell me about Marshall and Betsy.
But they're fine. Marshall is at Jefferson Hospital.
Wasn't he at, what was it? It was a funny name for a hospital. Billings, that's it.
Well, he got a much better offer from Jefferson.
Oh, and Betsy?
Oh, she's doing very well in school. She's very popular.
Not too popular, I hope.
What do you mean?
Don't you remember about the very popular girls in Burtonsville High?
But things are different in Betsy's school.
Oh, they are? I never thought things were that different in the big city.
Bobby, I really think you should take more socks. The way you go through them.
Oh, Mom, I can buy socks at Harvard if I need more. Look, and maybe they won't be wearing these kind of socks anyway. You know, I really wish I wasn't going.
Bobby, but you wanted Harvard, dear, and you qualified. You tried so hard.
Dad went to Harvard, too.
Did we push you that much?
Oh, no, Mom. But I've been thinking. You know, maybe Northwestern would have been better.
Oh, Bobby, you don't want to hang around home. Do you?
No. I guess not.
Now, look, you'll be home at Thanksgiving. Maybe you're afraid you'll miss Marcia.
Oh, she's a good guy. But she'll be in California.
Your grandfather would be disappointed, too, you know.
Oh, you'd think Harvard was such a big deal.
Well, it is. Now, look, if I can bear to have you go away, and I'm going to miss you, honey, like the Dickens, then surely you can put up with it.
Yeah.
Such wild enthusiasm. I wonder if Harvard can stand it. And I want you to know Jennifer has been counting on spreading out to your room. She has plans.
Yes, 2 avocado trees, a terrarium and a fish tank.
Listen, honey, if you don't like it, you know you can transfer to Northwestern. But don't you think you could try? At least for one semester?
Oh, sure, Mom.
What's the matter with the lights?
Nothing. Why?
I thought they were flickering.
I didn't see anything.
Oh, maybe it's my imagination.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. After that great rest in the hospital last week, why shouldn't I be?
Some stuff over here, Bobby. A little more water. That's it.
Oh, I just realized. I don't know why we're washing my car when it's going to be standing in the garage while I'm gone.
Susie didn't ask you that, huh?
No, she didn't.
Oh, well, she's already applied for her learner's permit.
Well, maybe I'd better drive it east with me.
Well, Bobby, I thought we agreed we wouldn't do that your first term. They didn't let freshmen have cars when I went.
Things are different now. I just have to keep it on the other side of Charles River. I kind of tried Mom out on going to Northwestern.
Bobby, I thought we agreed.
I didn't tell her why. I think she thinks I'm going to be homesick.
No, your mother's going to be all right. As long as we don't worry her by rearranging our lives. Now, that would really upset her.
I'm not sure she's all right, Dad.
Why?
Well, she looked kind of funny for a while. I thought maybe she had a headache, but she said the lights were flickering.
What?
Well, she said the lights were flickering, and they weren't. They were okay.
I see.
Oh, how I'll be so glad to get my shoes off.
Now, this will be your room, Cora.
Oh, it's nice, Ginger. And big. Remember the little room we had together at home?
Oh, do I? And here's the closet.
That's almost as big as our room used to be.
Let me help you unpack.
Oh, let's just rest a bit. You people up here are always in such a rush. Sit down. You're as twitchy as a sleeping hound dog.
Oh, I've been looking forward to seeing you for so long, Cora.
You didn't write much.
Well, we've been busy, and... Tell me, how are things back home?
Looking up real well. The mines are going like 60. And Zed's head superintendent.
Well, what do you know? He's coming up.
It's been a long time. You remember Jim Crocker?
Oh, Jim Crocker.
Well, he's got his own mine now. All his own. And making money. He's just digging it out in piles. They say that his wife has two mink coats.
Two mink coats?
One mutation, one natural. If you'd stayed in Burtonsville, you know they could have been yours. He was real sweet on you.
I never would have been happy there, Cora. I wasn't like you.
Oh, what's wrong with me?
Well, nothing, honey. Only I just had to get out. And you and Zeb were courting and... Well, I knew there was more. I think I would have died if I'd stayed.
Are you happy now?
Of course I am. Look what I have.
I see what you've got, but are you happy with it? Are you and Marshall happy? You know, he's a lot different than the boys you grew up with.
Well, that was what I wanted. A different kind of man.
But you're the girl that grew up in Burtonsville.
Cora, that was long ago. I've changed a lot since then.
Oh, I don't know. You still look to get your own way. I remember when we were little, if we all wouldn't play the game you wanted that day, you'd climb up that scrubby old tree in the yard and spit down on everybody.
I didn't.
Well, maybe you've forgotten that, but I'll bet you remember the whipping Daddy gave you.
I remember promising myself I'd get out of there and never look back. Never.
And to Hold has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.